Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These four-week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. And welcome, you're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2958, and today's date is December 27th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Decorruption and Election Interference, Deep State Fighting for Their Lives, Something Big Coming Soon. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they push their agenda, is completely failing. Failing big time. Because every time they make a move, everything works the wrong way for them. And actually, when you start to look around the world, you can see this. Actually, they were trying to put pressure on Putin. They were placing sanctions on Putin. And what happened? Well, all of a sudden, they said, okay, we're not going to be using the gas from Russia. They thought this was a leg up. They thought, wow, we're going to be able to push this and push it into the Green New Deal. People are going to see that, listen, we don't need to depend on Russia. We can use wind power. We can use solar energy, especially out in Germany. Here in the United States, they were doing the same exact thing, pushing the oil prices up to make everyone believe that this is the perfect time for solar panels, for wind generation. We need to go to electric cars. But everything that they're doing is completely backfiring. Because remember, everything has been accelerated. They've never planned for this. They thought they were going to have many, many years to actually bring people into the Green New Deal, into the Great Reset. They thought the population would be dying off. They thought the population would be stuck in their homes. They thought the global economic system was going to be shut down. All of this didn't happen. And as they tried to push their agenda, it is completely backfired. Look what's happening out in Germany. Out in Germany, they have returned to coal because they're facing the worst energy crisis that they've seen. The Central European nation is consuming coal at the fastest pace in almost 6 years, as it becomes one of the few countries to increase imports of the fuel in 2023. One of the oldest and cheapest sources of energy, coal, has made a comeback. Did they want coal to make a comeback? No, they wanted to move everyone into wind generation. But out in Germany, there is no wind generation. Same thing with solar panels. It's a complete and utter fail. And right now, global coal consumption, it hit a record high of over 8 billion tons this year. This is working completely against them. And all this pressure on Putin to keep him in check, where the West went out of their way, the EU, the G7 countries, and Australia, they decided to put a price cap on Russian seaborne oil exports. And this was for $60 per barrel. Well, Putin, he countered this and he signed a decree. And according to the decree, the ban on oil supplies in response to the price cap comes into effect on February 1st, 2023, and is valid until July 1st, 2023. The effective date of the ban on supplying petroleum products will be determined later by the government. Now, the president can grant special permission for supply of oil and oil products prohibited by the price ceiling. And this is according to the decree. So what effect is this going to have? I think this is going to be very damaging, because we could see that the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, they were trying to control things, and this is completely out of their control once again. Just like everything else that we're seeing, everything that they're doing right now is not working in their favor. It's actually working against them. Remember, they thought this was the perfect time. They thought, wow, we're in control. We've got the power. We got the leverage. We're going to announce to everyone that we're going to be bringing everyone into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and everyone's going to be shut down. The global economy is going to be shut down. People will be suffering. They won't even know what was going on. But this didn't happen. Everything was countered, and businesses came back online. People went back to work. Children went back to school, and everyone's not stuck in their homes. So everyone can see exactly what's going on. Now, remember, there are a few states here in the United States that are trying to push the same exact agenda of the World Economic Forum. And we could see it's New York, it's California, it's Illinois. We could see many different states. And actually, if you look at the leader, which is California right now, California is absolutely awful. California is the leading state where people are moving out. Over 300,000 people left California for another state in 22. And this is more than any other state. And this is the first time in history of the state of California the population contracted. Now, the Sacramento Bee reported that the Public Policy Institute of California reported that between 2015 and 2021, 413 adults cited housing as a primary reason they moved out of the state. Add on top of that, all the wokeism that they have going on there. And we can see the middle and low income people, they are now moving, because they can't afford the state and they don't like the policies that the government, the installed government, is pushing forth. So we see that people now, they are now sick and tired of all this. They're sick and tired of not affording homes, prices going through the roof, taxes going through the roof. And with all the wokeism, they're saying, you know what? Enough is enough. We're getting out of here. And that's exactly what we're seeing out in California. Actually, we watch California. We're watching the entire deep state apparatus completely implode on itself. And the people of this country are going to be looking at this going, wow, this is something that you don't do. This is all the policies that they implemented. This is some, if you want to destroy the state, if you want everyone to move out, this is exactly what you do. If you want the people to stay, if you want the state to prosper, if you want businesses to move down there, look at Texas, look at Florida, look at all these other states, look at Arizona. Well, once we get rid of Hobbs and put Kerry Lake in there, yes, look at Arizona. And you can see that people now are seeing this, and it's very, very noticeable. And it's very, very hard to explain away, because the people, they're moving out. They're realizing, I don't want to be here. I'm gone. And this is not going to work to their benefit. This is working against them, just like everything else that they're doing. Remember, they've always been doing this. This is nothing new. The difference right now is they've been brought out from the shadows into the light, and the veil's been lifted, and you can see everything that they've been doing. That's the whole point of this. So people could see what the deep state plans really, really were. Now, look what the Fed is doing right now. Remember, the economic system is imploding right now. They want to control demolition. They want to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And the Fed is raising rates at a faster pace than ever in the last 40 years. They believe this is needed to stop the inflation from destroying the economy. Now, remember what Elon Musk said. He responded to a tweet from Genevieve Roach Decter, who's a CPA. And she said, we are all test subjects in a massive economic experiment. She's pointing to a graph that says the Fed is hiking further and faster than any time in modern history. Elon responded to this and said, at the risk of being repetitive, these Fed rate increases might go down in history as the most damaging ever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that David Ransom, director of research at financial analytics firm HCWE and Company, started to look at what the Fed has been doing in the past compared to what the Fed is doing now with raising rates. And he's come to the conclusion that raising rates doesn't actually bring down the inflation. So let me read parts of what he said here. So this is what he said. The prevailing view that rate hikes are causative in curbing inflation implies a negative correlation between the two variables. Or put another way, if the Fed's policies of raising interest rates works, we should see falling inflation in the months after rate hikes get announced. It should also work vice versa with inflation rising after rate cuts. First, rate hikes are generally positively correlated with the current level of inflation. That's normal. Based on the Fed's policies, you hardly expect the policy team to raise them when there wasn't inflation problems. U.S. history plainly shows a positive correlation. Rates movement are also positively related to the following year's inflation. Ransom conducted his study using data going back to to 1955 and did a separate study using monthly data back to 1954. The results were the same. The data shows no sign that changes in the Fed's target interest rates affect inflation in the expected way. If anything, a rate hike is consistently followed by more inflation than rate cut. Put bluntly, the data doesn't support the idea behind the Fed's recent interest rate hikes. Before jumping on the idea that when Paul Volcker ran the Fed and crushing inflation in the early 1980s, it's worth considering the role that the gold market plays. Ransom points to the fact that gold is generally sensitive to future inflation. In the case of the 1980s, gold prices were falling before any action was taken by the Fed. He explains, gold prices, famously peaked above 800 an ounce in February of 1980, and thereupon began a dramatic decline. This occurred before Chairman Volcker pushed interest rates to the higher point, which was reached in August of 1981. Again, the falling inflation rate in the early 1980s coincided with the rate hikes, but those interest rates increases weren't necessarily the cause of the fall of inflation. And remember, back then it was very different. We were coming off the gold standard in the 70s. And yes, when you come off the gold standard, the currency, the Federal Reserve note, becomes very volatile because now you lost that peg. And now the currency lost its value. This time around, we're not coming off the gold standard. We've been off the gold standard for 50 plus years. This time around, it's very, very different. And we have to remember, as the Fed raises rates, what does that really do? That really brings down the system. Because really, think about this. When the Fed was cutting rate and cutting rate and cutting rates, did we see inflation move up? No, we didn't. So with the Fed raising rates, does this bring inflation down? No. Actually, I do believe the opposite is happening right now. As they continue with this, we're going to see inflation increase. Plus, they're going to bring down the entire system. Now, once again, they are using this to convince the people that they're doing an incredible job. They're trying to convince the people that, yes, what they're doing is working. But in the end, just like everything else, it's going to backfire on them. And we're going to see inflation kick up once again. And once again, we're going to see the Biden administration, the puppet masters, the Fed, they're all going to be sitting there going, holy crap, what just happened here? And the people are going to realize you lied to us once again. And I do believe, especially with energy inflation, this is going to add to everything else. And what we're seeing right now is we're seeing a complete and utter destruction of this system. And as this system completely implodes on itself, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to use this to their advantage. Because once we're in a crisis, it's very easy to point the finger at the Fed, very easy to point the finger at the Biden administration, very easy to say everything that they did didn't work. Remember, moving forward right now, I do believe every time the economy dips down and inflation pops up, energy prices move up, Trump is going to come out with solutions to these problems. And each time he does this, the people are going to see that he has solutions and Biden, he has no solutions. If Biden decides to use these solutions, well, it's not going to work out in his favor because they're Trump's solutions. If he decides to ignore the solutions and the economy gets worse and worse and worse, this also hurts him. It seems that Trump caught him in all of this. He's trapped in this economic agenda because, as we know, as they continually push the Green New Deal and try to get us off fossil fuels, This is a complete and utter disaster. As the Fed is trying to fight inflation, which is caused by energy, this is not going to work. And their entire plan, in the end, will not work. All it's going to do is cause a crisis. What is that crisis? It's going to be a recession. It's going to be a depression. And this will not work out for them, just like the Green New Deal is not working out for them, just like Europe is having a problem with the Green New Deal. The people now are seeing through all of this, and people are starting to understand and realize, listen, they don't have solutions. They're causing the problems, but their only solution is total control with the central bank digital currency, carbon taxes. And this is something the people don't want. The people didn't even want the omnibus bill. You think they're going to want central bank digital currency? You think they're going to want carbon taxes? No, they're not going to. And Trump, he's trapped them in all of this. And this will be used against them in the end. Since we have a new house in place, since we have those people that are hopefully not blackmailed by the central bank system, which I don't think they are. Some of them are still are. But the majority most likely aren't. They're going to be pushing certain agendas. And I do believe we're going to be seeing a lot of solutions coming out of Trump. And the House is going to be looking at this going, okay, that sounds reasonable. Let's try to do this. Let's try to pass this. What happens if Trump says, oh, the Fed, I mean, he did this when he was in the White House. The Fed shouldn't be raising rates. It's not going to help us. Not at a time when other countries are doing something completely opposite, when they're bringing down their rates. Why should the Fed raise their rates? And the Fed reversed their policies. What happens if Trump comes out and says, hey, the Fed shouldn't ever increase the rates. This wasn't the right move. Is the House going to be looking at this going, maybe we should be looking at the Fed. Maybe we should look a little bit deeper into the Fed. Maybe we should have an audit to see what they've really been doing. I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden this type of information comes out, because when you're in a crisis and the entire system is completely falling apart, people want accountability. People want answers. People want the House to do something, not to bail out corporations, not to bail out the corrupt individuals. They want to find out, why did this happen? Who's responsible for all of this? And why didn't the Biden administration, why didn't the Fed do anything? Now, again, in the end, we're probably going to see the Fed and the puppet masters fighting with each other, pointing the fingers at each other. And the people are going to say, okay, that's fine. You fight against each other, but we're going to start to look and delve into what you've been doing here. And I do believe we're going to be turning up quite a bit. And I do believe that their entire agenda is going to completely fall apart in the end. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young, because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they have been caught in their own agenda. Think about what the deep state has been doing, and think about their plan from the very beginning. From the very beginning, Trump was never, ever part of their system. He was an outsider. He was going to expose everything that they have done, and he's still exposing it today. He was going to destroy what they put into place, and this was infiltration from within. Since the time he came down the escalator, like he says, they have been trying to get rid of Trump. And every step of the way, what has this done? It has exposed their true agenda. And what Trump did, he made the deep state players believe and feel that they had all the leverage. They had the leverage, and they would have the ability to take him out. They would be able to cheat in the elections. They would be able to usher in the pandemic. I remember, all of these things that we have witnessed so far, these are all the things that they were planning down the road. They just had to accelerate everything. They needed to speed everything up because they couldn't get rid of Trump. They tried everything. They tried the Steele dossier. They tried the P-tape. They tried Stormy Daniels. They tried suing him over and over. They tried impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. They tried to create all the fake stories to get rid of them. And most candidates would just say, oh, I had enough of this. I'm done. I'm out. Trump, he's a lion. He doesn't back down. He moves forward. And they never expected this to happen because remember, all these other people, they've been blackmailed. These people, they have no backbone. These people aren't fighting for anything. Trump, he's fighting for America. He's fighting for we the people. His entire plan is to wake the people up. His entire plan is to expose everything that they're doing. The people need and they need to experience the corruption. The people need to experience and see the election fraud. The people need to see the system. So he allowed the deep state to do all of this, to make them think that they had the strength, they had the leverage. Now, remember, everything that you're witnessing right now has been going on for a very long time. You just didn't see it. It was in the shadows. It was behind closed curtains. What Trump did is he brought all of them out so you could see it very, very clearly. You could see the censorship. You can see what they've been doing for a very long time. You could see what the CDC, the FDA, the Department of Justice, the FBI has been doing. Now you're just seeing it because he brought it out from the shadows into the light. He lifted the veil so everyone could see this. Because how do you destroy the system if you don't know what the system is? Because you wouldn't believe it. Now you are believing it. And think about where the information is coming from. It's coming from all different directions. It's not just coming from Trump. Actually, if you really look at it, nothing's really coming from Trump. It's coming from all different places. So it's believable. If it was just coming from Trump, yes, the fake news could say, well, it's coming from Trump. He's a sore loser. Oh, it's because he didn't win the elections. They'd be making up story after story after story. But now we're seeing information coming out of Twitter. We're seeing information coming out from Durham. We're seeing information, election fraud, coming out from Arizona. And that is not done by a long shot. Remember, these deep state players, they're going to fight until the very end. They're not just going to give. And remember, yes, there are judges who are corrupt. Yes, there are judges that are controlled. And this is why you have to keep fighting until the very end. Think about all the appeals Trump had in many of his cases. In the end, did he win? Yes, because it finally reached a point where everything that was said and everything that was done turned out to be fake, phony, and false. And actually, think about all the evidence that Kerry Lake has collected in this first trial. The individual from the Maricopa County, he perjured himself. They lied under oath. And the people are sitting there going, okay, I saw the case, I saw what was going on, and I can't believe the judge ruled in this way with all the evidence that was produced. But if you really think about it, this just adds to everything, and Kerry Lake can take this, appeal it, go to the next judge, and I do believe maybe this will go all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will see all this evidence and finally say, okay, enough's enough. We're seeing the evidence. There's no way we can rule that this was a transparent election here. And I do believe this is exactly where we're going. Now, will it reach the Supreme Court? We'll have to see. Maybe there'll be a decision way before that. But think about Trump's taxes. He had to bring this all the way to the Supreme Court to trap the deep state players. Is Kerry Lake, have they already planned to bring this all the way to the Supreme Court? Most likely, yes. Because think about all the information that's coming up. The people now are seeing that the FBI, they were involved in manipulating the elections. The D's were involved in this. They used the pandemic. The CDC, FDA, they were all involved in shutting down people that had treatments or answers to the problem. They even shut down Trump when he mentioned hydroxychloroquine. All of a sudden, we had Big Pharma, we had the Pharmacists Association, we had the CDC, we had the Lancet, and Fauci and the rest saying, no, hydroxychloroquine, there is absolutely no proof that this works. Actually, it causes scars on your heart. And doctors were coming out of the woodwork, like Dr. McCullough, saying, absolutely not. This does not cause scars on your heart. This is completely fake, false and phony. And now the truth is coming out. And now people are learning who is behind all of this. And this is going to get a lot worse for them. They're feeling pain every step of the way, which means they're preparing for the big drop. And I do believe something big is about to drop. And it's not, I don't think it's just the Fauci files. I think it's going to be even bigger than that. But we'll have to see how this plays out. We'll be discussing a lot more of this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Hollywood. Because Hollywood is not having a good time. Neither is Disney and many other providers like Netflix and Comcast and the rest. Because once you go woke, you go broke. So major studios right now, streamers, cable providers, and other media giants, they lost a combined $542 billion in market value in 2022. And it's not getting better for them. It's getting worse and worse. Actually, Disney stock is on pace for the worst year since 1974. So everything that they try to do is backfiring on them. It's not working in their favor. And what's very interesting is that everything that they've been doing is being exposed, and the people are not going along with it. Just like when they're looking at Sam Bankman-Fried, the people are saying, well, wait a minute. We are starting to see that a lot of individuals were involved in this, and we can see that it's part of their system. Remember, they use this money to rig the midterm elections. And now the people are realizing that Sam Bankman-Fried, he wasn't alone in this. He was working for the deep state players. Actually, they set him up. Why do you think they didn't want to bring subpoenas? Why do you think they didn't want to really investigate? Why do you think Maxine Waters went very easy on him? And now we see the New York Times, they are now defending and protecting Sam Bankman-Fried. And this is the article that they put out, a tweet on Twitter, and it says, and by the way, they have a yellow check mark for yellow journalism. But this is how it reads. In the U.S., Sam Bankman-Fried is persona non grata. But in interviews across the Bahamas, residents say that his crimes were hardly comparable to the gang violence of the island and express fears of economic fallout if crypto investors don't return. Farzad Mesbahi said, holy shit, New York Times is literally a mouthpiece for SBF. Succession is real life. Elon Musk responded to this and said, yeah, but we've come to find out that Sam Bankman-Fried allegedly hid customer funds from his crypto exchange FTX in what he described as Korean friends account to prevent them from being detected. So Sam Bankman-Fried referred to the Alameda research account on FTX system as our Korean friends account and the weird Korean account to conceal Alameda's $8 billion in liabilities, according to the CFTC complaint. The account was an Alameda sub-account, but did not have an identifier used by the hedge fund's other sub-accounts. So it seems that he was trying to hide this money. Now, do you think he did this on his own, or do you think he was instructed to do these type of things? I do believe there were players way above him instructing him to do certain things, because remember, this was a money laundering operation. It went into him, out into Ukraine, into their crypto exchanges, then back to the Democrats. This whole thing is a money laundering operation. And this is why Trump decided to trap the deep state players in this whole entire tax thing. He brought it up to the Supreme Court on purpose, because now the Supreme Court made a ruling. You're not going to appeal now, because the Supreme Court already made the ruling saying, yes, you can get the taxes from the politicians, businesses, family members, you name it. Trump is going to use this against them. He's already started. He's already saying this is what the GOP House should do. They should order the tax returns for all of these people. And then when you look back in time, you can see why none of these individuals were audited. The only one that was audited was Trump. Trump put this out on Truth Social. He's referring to Representative Jason Smith. It says, did Democrats request a mandatory audit review process for Joe Biden? No. Obama? No. Clinton? No. Bush? No. Carter, no. Trump, yes. Now, he trapped them. They thought they had the leverage. They thought they had the upper hand. They thought he was hiding his taxes because he was hiding criminal activity. They were projecting their criminal activity. Remember, it's their taxes, not the personal ones. I'm talking about the other ones, where they have been money laundering. They've been hiding their crimes. So they thought, well, if we're doing it, he must be doing it. So let's go after his taxes. Now, he baited them in. Once you hide your taxes, people think that, wait a minute, you don't want me to see this? There must be something there. And he used this against them. And he made them fight and fight and fight until the very end, until the Supreme Court made a ruling. And now it's all going to be used against them, just like the border is going to be used against them. And what's very interesting is that out on MSNBC, the host, Jonathan Lemire, said that some people are describing the ongoing crisis at the southern border as a crisis. Now, this reminds me of when the fake news continually tried to convince or gaslight the people that, oh, yeah, those riots, no, they're peaceful protests. They're mostly peaceful. Oh, it's a myth. They're doing the same thing with the border. They're out there trying to convince everyone that it's not a crisis, that, oh, yeah, people are describing it as crisis, but really, this is just normal. It's normal to have millions and millions of people just come over to the border, where people are dying, trashes everywhere. It looks like an invasion. Yeah, it's just normal. But think about what Trump has done here. And if you step back, you can actually take a look. He set up Title 42 during the pandemic. And what did that do? It stopped millions of illegals coming into this country. Now, remember, the deep state, they introduced the pandemic to rig the elections to get rid of Trump. Plus, yes, I know there's other agendas where they ushered in the vaccine. They wanted depopulation. They wanted to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But Trump, every move that he makes, everything that he does, he traps these individuals. So now he has Title 42. And the only way Title 42 actually really stays is with the pandemic, right? I mean, it could stay otherwise. But think about what he has done here. So let me just read his truth first, and then we'll go over this. He says, Title 42 is saving what's left of our country, ending it on top of our incredible but now decimated stay in Mexico policy would greatly speed up the destruction of our country. Both could have been put into the horrendous Mitch McConnell-inspired gift to the Democrats and China omnibus bill. What a disaster this administration, coupled with the almost as bad rhinos, is. Just can't get any worse. Now, really think about what he's done here. When you step back, you can see that Trump set them up. With the pandemic in place, Title 42 keeps millions of illegals out of the country. So if the deep state players keep the pandemic, Title 42 stays. And they can try to use the pandemic again to control the people, to shut things down. But the pandemic wasn't working for them anymore. And now they want to get rid of Title 42. So how do you get rid of Title 42? Well, you got to remove the pandemic. You got to get rid of the pandemic. So that means the entire push to get vaccines, the entire push to shut everything down, the entire push to make everyone wear masks again will go away because they're going to get rid of the pandemic. But once they get rid of the pandemic, you really can't bring this back. So then they're going to try to lift Title 42, and this is exactly what they're doing. Once they lift Title 42, they're screwed. Because now the people are going to see that Title 42 kept millions and millions of people out of this country. And the people are watching the borders very carefully. They're watching the omnibus bill and what they did there, and they voted against it. They're watching the economy. They're watching everything. No matter what they did at this point, it is a complete and utter disaster. Because if they kept the pandemic, the people would not go along with this. They couldn't use it. If they get rid of the pandemic and they get rid of Title 42, the people are going to see that the borders are wide open and the Democrats did this on purpose. Really think about what's happening right now. They trapped them in all of this. Just like Elon Musk, and I do believe Trump, they have trapped them in everything that they have done with Twitter. Now, it's not just Twitter. Twitter is just the beginning, showing that the government worked with social media platforms, that there's FBI agents, CIA agents within these companies. And now it's being exposed. Now, before we get into all of this, Elon Musk did put out a very interesting tweet. He says, some nights, and it's Batman, looks like he's on top of the steeple of a church looking down at the city. And I think that's very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon Musk decided to show us his nightstand once again. And you can see in the picture, he has George Washington on a Durham boat crossing the Delaware, getting ready to attack during the Revolutionary War. But he shows a tree with snowflakes and under it, the Constitution of the United States and Washington's rules of civility. And above, Musk University says the Constitution is greater than any president. End of story. Elon responds to this and says, may it always be so. It is the most treasured item on my bedside table. Absolutely. But look what we've come to find out so far. The FBI has been embedded in Twitter. And Elon has already let us know that, yes, it's not just Twitter. It is other social media platforms, which means the government is basically controlling all of this. And that's what everyone is finding out. Now, Name Redacted put this out on Twitter, and it's a thread, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. It says, Google currently employs at least 165 people in high-ranking positions from the intelligence community. Google's trust and safety team is managed by three ex-CIA agents who control misinfo and hate speech. Here's the breakdown. CIA 27, FBI 52, NSA 30, DHS 50, ODNI 6. So really think about this for a second. And let me read a part of the thread here. Since the 2016 presidential election, Google, Facebook, Twitter have hired at least 300 plus people formerly employed by the CIA, FBI, etc. Ex-CIA agents are heads of trust and safety at Google, at Facebook. Is it okay that ex-CIA agents control what misinfo is? No, it's not. Nick Rossman, he, him, and he actually has pronouns, unbelievable, current Google senior manager trust and safety, former CIA analyst, 5 years. Rossman has posted dozens of troubling tweets on his Twitter account. Many tweets show his disdain for President Trump, Trump's family, Trump voters, and white people. Reminder, the following tweets are from a senior manager of trust and safety at Google and former CIA analyst. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These 4 week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax advantage gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3 ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. In March of 2020, while COVID infections were exploding, Rossman, in tweet directed at people who voted for Trump, stated, I hope they cough on their grandparents who voted for Trump and get to rot. What did he mean by this? Well, I think we know what he meant. Rossman, in a series of anti-white people tweets, states anti-vaxxers are like Nazis. And it goes on and on with all this and goes into many other CIA individuals. And we can see that, yes, the government, what they did was, is they took those from the CIA, FBI, and other agencies, and they planted them inside of these companies to run these companies. So once again, the government is actually involved. And how did they get around this? Well, these people are retired. They're no longer part of the CIA. But in reality, they really are. But the thing that's getting them is they have direct communications with government officials, direct communications with the FBI, with the CIA. And I do believe those emails will be coming out from Elon Musk. Remember, right now they're telling a story. And this is what the story is, because a lot of people cannot believe this. So the reporters right now, are they really actually bringing up all the communique? Are they bringing up the documentation? No, I think what they're doing right now is they're slowly dripping this out, trying to tell a story of how this all came about. And then, of course, the people in the fake news and everyone's going to say, well, where's the real evidence? Where's the hard evidence? That is coming, because first you tell the story, then you bring in the hard evidence showing exactly what they did and showing what the communications are, because people need to understand how bad this really was and how they violated the Constitution and how these agencies were really running the country, how they're the ones who are controlling everything. And yes, Biden's part of it and everything else. So really think about this and how they're the muscle of the deep state players. Now, Greg Phillips, he put this out and he said the following. Urgent. Still out of commission, but everyone needs to understand. Social media, not True Social, and messaging apps are not just monitored for content in messages, but they are also are the largest provider of geospatial data to the federal government through the tagging on the apps. I was asked not to share this, but people need to understand this is a key part of patterns of life. Who you are, exactly where you are, and what you're saying. Elon needs to release all of this. And I do believe he does. And I do believe he's going to be getting around to releasing quite a bit. And I do believe there's going to be some gigantic drops coming out very, very soon. I do believe he's leading up right now to the Fauci files. He started with COVID, showed how the CDC was involved, show how these organizations, these agencies are involved in controlling the information where they didn't want the truth to be out there. They wanted only their information, which was based in their agenda, not in real science. And that's what people are starting to learn. And remember, they've been doing this for a very long time. What you're seeing right now is you're seeing all of these people now because they've been brought out of the shadows into the light. We'll be discussing a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about all the states that are going to constitutional carry right now. Alabama now, their law goes into effect in 2023. So earlier this year, the Alabama legislature, they ratified House Bill 272, which makes the state the 22nd in the country to permit individuals to carry concealed pistols without acquiring a permit or undergoing a background check. So now this new law that goes into effect January 1st, they're going to allow people to carry their weapons. And I do believe there's a lot of states now where states now are moving towards this. And actually, we're starting to see a huge uptick of people that are concealed carry right now because they're starting to realize with everything that's been going on with the riots back in 2020 and how they've been defunding the police, they're starting to realize that there's a lot more crime. The police aren't coming, and they need a way to defend themselves. Even if there was enough police, when a crime happens, they still have a lag time. It might take them a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes to get there. The crime could be over in seconds. So if everyone's depending on the police to get there, they're not going to get there. They usually show up after the crime has happened, and then they take notes. And I'm not saying the police are bad or anything. Yes, they have their position, but if you're expecting them to save you, if someone is robbing your house or if someone is, you know, pointing a gun at you or trying to kidnap someone, people are realizing that they have to take matters into their own hand and they need to defend themselves. And this is exactly what's happening around the country right now. People now are defending themselves because they realize there's no one's coming to save them. No one is going to be there. Yes, they might show up later. They might catch the person later, but you as a citizen, you as a person of the United States, you have the right to defend yourself. And under the Constitution, under the Bill of Rights, you have the right to bear arms. And all these laws that were put into place by all these states, actually, they're a violation of the Constitution. And now we're starting to see states reverse this. Actually, they should have never had laws put into place. These laws should have been shut down right away. And I do believe we'll probably move into that time period where a lot of these laws start to be removed once we get rid of the deep state, once everything's exposed and the people start to realize how bad the infiltration was. And I do believe things are going to start to reverse. Now, we know the deep state players, they are going to be pushing for some type of conflict, some type of chaos, some type of civil war. And I do believe they're going to be building up to this because look at all the evidence that's pouring out of Twitter right now. And I do believe Durham is going to be coming back on the scene. And I do believe we're going to see some really big drops coming out of Twitter and many other places. And the deep state, they're going to react and they're going to actually do stupid things. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots want them to do. And I do believe later on, we're going to see a scare event. I don't think it's going to happen right at this moment. I do believe this is probably going to happen leading up to the presidential election around that time period. I don't mean exactly when the election is. It might happen within that year because think about what Taiwan is doing right now. Taiwan is going to extend its compulsory military service from 4 months to a year starting in 2024. Why are they doing this? Because of the buildup around their island by China, their military buildup. So that is very interesting because when you look at Taiwan, of their 188,000 person military, 90% are volunteers and 10% are men doing their required 4 months of service. Now they're going to change this to a year starting in 2024. So I do believe we're probably going to see events before the actual scare event, and we're going to actually watch the deep state players try to fight back, because remember, they're fighting for their lives, and they're going to try to use everything at their disposal to try to stop everything, to try to create chaos. And is this going to work? Absolutely not. I mean, look how well the pandemic worked. It is completely falling apart now, and people are learning the truth. Out in China, it looks like they're easing their COVID policies. Now we see Israel. They have downgraded COVID-19 to flu level on January 31st, because it was always the flu. It was the pandemic of the flu, actually. But on January 18th, the Home Front Command's COVID-19 testing facility will be closed, and the responsibility will be transferred to the healthcare service provider. Then on January 31st, the coronavirus will be considered a viral disease similar to the flu, because it's just like the flu. Interesting. The control center for the pandemic will be closed at this stage. And according to the plan, there will no longer be a need for isolation for COVID-19 patients. Now, think about everything that's been coming out from the Twitter files about COVID. And go back in time, you can see how much misinformation was being brought out into the public realm. The rabbit hole on Twitter put this out and said, "It is hard to understate the levels of dishonesty we witnessed during COVID. No amount of political doublespeak can make this poof away. The game has changed. Once the internet has receipts, the evidence is forever." And then lists all these different articles. And let's go back in time. From Vox, "The effect of Black Lives Matter protests on coronavirus cases explained. The attack on the Capitol may have also been a super spreader event." And this is from the Washington Post. "The protests probably didn't lead to coronavirus spikes, but it's hard to know for sure. Storming of Capitol was textbook potential coronavirus super spreader, experts say." Think about all this misinformation and disinformation that they've been spewing out there. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now people are seeing the truth. Remember, they silenced a Harvard MD for saying children don't need to get vaccinated. And the children don't need to get vaccinated. And what's very interesting is that Ted Lieu tried to counter everything that was coming out from the Twitter files. And Daniel Chayton put this out on Twitter, and it says, "Am I missing something?" And refers to Ted Lieu's tweets. He says, "Dear David Zwick," he's the one that put out the Twitter files on COVID, "the tweet you cite is in fact misleading. People of all ages at high risk from COVID generally benefit from the vaccines. Prior, natural immunity may last only a few months. COVID appears to be a leading cause of death for children." So Martin Kulldorff responded to this and said, "No, thinking that everyone must be vaccinated is as scientifically flawed as thinking that nobody should. COVID vaccines are important for older high-risk people and their caretakers. Those with prior natural infection do not need it, nor children." And then what did Ted Lieu do? He deleted his tweet. Isn't that interesting? I guess they lost their protection, and once they're called out on it, they delete their tweets. Think about it. They were censoring all of these individuals. I think Martin Kulldorff was one of them. They banned these individuals because they were responding to the narrative, and they were using scientific proof and countering their argument. And now, as these people counter their argument, they don't have a leg to stand on. Neither do the big pharma with the vaccines. "Defeat the mandates," put this out on Twitter. "Out of the 44,000 participants in Pfizer's clinical trials, the mRNA doses were approved based on 170 participants. Of that, 170 to 162 received the placebo, and 8 participants received 2 doses of the mRNA. That's how Pfizer claims to have reached 95% efficacy. Receipts from Pfizer," and shows everything that he just discussed, and you could see it's from Pfizer. And then he continues, "Out of those final 170 participants that Pfizer used to approve the shots, some of the participants were from the clinical trial sites that whistleblower, I am Brooke Jackson, oversaw. She witnessed an egregious amount of fraud, and her claims were verified by the British Medical Journal. Again, if a few of the 170 participants' data were based on fraudulent data, then IRB should throw off the entire basis of Pfizer's results. And we now know that some of those 170 participants were from clinical trial sites. Yes, as we could see with all the evidence pouring out right now, everything that they told us is a complete and utter lie. And there were other treatments. See, they didn't want these treatments out because they don't just stop the COVID virus. They also stop the flu virus. They also most likely stop the cold virus. Actually, these stop viruses. And when you take them together, they do have the ability and the possibility to stop this. Actually, when I interviewed Dr. Zelenko when he was alive, he actually discussed how his treatment with hydroxychloroquine, with zinc, with D, how that helped with other viruses, not just COVID. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. So, remember going back in time when the doctors were out there, the frontline doctors and Stella Emanuel, they were all out there letting everyone know we treat patients, we're on the front line, we see what's going on. And she actually told us about HCQ and was ridiculed for it. Remember when Trump, back in March, he let everyone know that hydroxychloroquine, that can help. And what did the deep state do? They freaked out on him. They had a fake Lancet report published, which was then retracted. They had the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmacists, they had the CDC, the FDA, Fauci, all come out, say that he was completely wrong. And then Trump decided to take hydroxychloroquine. And the reporters didn't know what to do with it. They asked him, how long are you on this? He said, about a week now. And they're all looking at him like he's absolutely crazy. But you know why? Because they're brainwashed. They were instructed to do one thing, to go up against hydroxychloroquine, to go up against ivermectin. And those drugs have been around for a very long time. They didn't want the public to realize and understand how valuable these drugs were. And the pandemic could have been shut down in a split second. And actually, people would have found out, wait a minute, we don't need the flu shot either. All we need to do is take these drugs and this treats it and we'll be cured in 1 to 2 days. That's it. This is what they didn't want anyone to find out. And this is why they controlled the narrative. This is why they censored people. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He says, the FBI tried to shut me down when I was being positive and way ahead of the curve, as opposed to governors that shut their states down, even for short periods of time. Remember, Jim Baker, he didn't like that Trump was being optimistic, positive, saying, don't let COVID run your life. Remember, Trump had a solution. It was a treatment to all this. Actually, if that came out, there'd be no pandemic whatsoever. Actually, the healthy people would have learned we're not affected by this. If we didn't have the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, Fauci and the rest controlling the narrative, there would never, and the fake news, by the way, there would never be a pandemic. People wouldn't even know that anything was happening. But they control the narrative and they shut down everything else. Really think about this. DC Drano put this out on True Social. Remember when our government incentivized hospitals to overport diagnosed COVID cases with 13,000 plus payments per patient and 39,000 plus if they were put on a ventilator? I wonder why they don't make similar payments to hospitals that treat vaccine injuries like myocarditis and clots and so on. Really think about that for a second. These hospitals were paid. And of course they were going to lie. They wanted the payment. They wanted the money. It's a business. And the business is not really to help you. The business is to make money. That's what these hospitals are all about. And they lied to the American public. Once again, they were part of the system. And everything we're witnessing, this has been going on for years. The control of the narrative through the CDC, the FDA, Fauci, and the rest. This has been going on for a very long time. What people are seeing right now is the truth. The veil has been lifted, and now you can see exactly what they have been doing because they went all out. They thought they were in control. See, when you think that you have all the leverage, when you think that, wow, our agenda's working, nothing can stop us, you don't care at this point. And you can just go out there and say, yeah, you know what? We're going to censor you. You know what? We're going to lie to you. We're not going to use science. We're going to use our political agenda. And we're going to have the CDC, the FDA, Fauci, and the rest. We're all going to do this. And no one can stop us. Nothing can stop this. But guess what? They were exposed. It was a false sense of security. It was a false sense of power. It was a false sense of leverage. And now the people are seeing the truth. They're seeing exactly what they have done. Megan Basham put this out on Twitter and said, we have the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ, and now the White House directly pressuring Twitter execs to censor American speech. How can anyone take seriously legal pundits who continue to insist this is not a problem? Then we have Real Ben on True Social. He put this out, and it's a looks like a tweet from Rising Serpent. So let me read the tweet first. It says, if the Pentagon was colluding with Twitter to run Arabic language sock puppet propaganda accounts, as confirmed by the Twitter files, is it too far-fetched to suppose that the U.S. intelligence was doing the same thing inside of America with Russia collusion, COVID, January 6, etc.? Real Ben responded to this and said, with the recent revelations, anything is possible. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Let the truth be known. And that is what we're seeing. We're seeing the truth. It's being brought out into the light. And the people are starting to understand this system. The system is made up of all of these moving parts, all of these different agencies, yes, and corporations, yes, Hollywood, yes, the sports organizations, and you can see it very, very clearly. Now the people are waking up and people are seeing through the matrix. They're seeing the code and they're actually seeing what the system actually is. And once you see it, you cannot unsee it. Look, for example, at the school systems. The parents started to see through all of it and they started to realize, wait a minute, we don't want drag shows. We don't want CRT. We don't want anything. Now the parents are starting to recognize that all of this equity stuff and everything else is not helping our schools. It's hurting the school system, hurting our children, and making the children non-competitive. Look what's happening at a school in Fairfax County, Virginia. This is the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology and has long been ranked as one of the premier high schools in the nation. It's a magnet charter school that focuses on the sciences and STEM curricula. But for several years now, you wouldn't have guessed that based on the school's record of student receiving national merit awards. That's because none of the students reportedly received those honors, except that's not true at all. The top students in the school did indeed receive National Merit Awards, but two administrators at Thomas Jefferson have been withholding notifications of the awards from the students. For years, two administrators, they withheld the information to the students because of equity. They didn't want the other students to be upset. They didn't want the other students to say, wow, why are they getting an award? I mean, it reminds me of like a young baseball team with children and everybody gets a trophy. No, everyone doesn't get a trophy. There's winners and losers in life. And those people that studied really hard in this school, that put everything into it to get that award, they should be rewarded. Those students that took the easy path, the path of least resistance, didn't put in the same work. No, those people aren't going to get the awards. Everyone cannot be equal, but this is what they want. They want everyone equal. They don't want competition. And you could see this is exactly what they're trying to do in our school system. And now the parents, they're fighting back. And the parents saying, yeah, this is something we don't want. These individuals that purposely held back these awards, they should be removed immediately. Just like all the other school boards, and it is happening around this country. Just like we're going to be removing those individuals that set up the January 6th Unselect Committee that actually went ahead and had an insurrection. And you could see that this insurrection that they created and the cover-up on January 6th, it's going to come back to haunt them. DC Drano put this out on True Social. He said, Whoa, January 6th cover-up gets much darker. House Sergeant at Arms and Senate both fired from Capitol Police Board on 1/7 as fall guys. Pelosi staff texts now prove they helped block National Guard troops. Senate Sergeant at Arms found dead day before January 6th hearing. Of course, they have to remove those people that are going to tell the truth. And you know what always gets you? The cover-up. That's what always gets you, and that's what's going to get them. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she put this out and Trump retruthed it. And it says, Nancy Pelosi must be investigated for her refusal to secure the Capitol on January 6th. She knew. And this is what Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene put out on Twitter. 1,000 people have been charged for January 6th, with possibly thousands more to be charged. Most of these people were nonviolent. But Nancy Pelosi refused to bring in the National Guard, ignoring intel briefs and requests for the National Guard by Capitol Police and President Trump. Pelosi is complicit. Then Trump put this out there on True Social, and once again, this is Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. She says the following, oh look, crybaby Adam actually proved me right. The American people can ensure he's never elected again. The January 6th Communist Committee wants to stop President Trump because even after stealing the election, they can't beat him. So now they want to haul him into court. This is their play. The communist left tried to stop me from being elected too by dragging me into court with their insurrection lies. But liars don't win, and crybaby Adam wasted a bunch of money mailing a stupid newspaper of lies to all my voters. They reelected me bigly. Congratulations on being a traitor, selling out to the communist Democrats, and being their used up little tool. You know who won't ever be elected again? I think we all do. Trump responded to this and says, we have a weaponized Department of Injustice. Very dangerous. And it is very dangerous. He also put this out on True Social. He said, very interesting, because until recently, the political hacks and thugs of the highly partisan January 6th Unselect Committee were seldom talking about your favorite president, me, as it related to the protests on election fraud. Number one, as president, I have total immunity. Number two, I did nothing wrong. Then the committee members, mostly the same sleaze that pushed the Russia hoax, started saying that Trump did it. Even Shifty Schiff got into the act again. Sad. This is all going to come back to bite them because everything that they put out there is propaganda. Think about the Russia hoax with the memo that Adam Schiff was putting out there. Everything that he did was a complete and utter lie. And it was proven that they were all lies. Just like it's going to be proven that Kerry Lake is the true governor of Arizona. And everything that Katie Hobbs did was illegal and she cheated in the election. But once again, the judge, he didn't have the courage, or he was completely controlled maybe by Mark Elias, because it seems that he might have been part of this once again. And remember, a lot of these judges, they are completely corrupt. Adam Klasfeld put this out on Twitter and said, Arizona governor-elect Katie Hobbs filed a separate motion detailing what she wants Kerry Lake to pay in sanctions, more than $550,000 mostly to Mark Elias's firm. Maricopa County filed for separate sanctions. Now, that's very interesting. They're trying to go after her, trying to make her give up. Is she going to give up? Absolutely not. The fight has just begun. Greg Phillips put this out on True Social. He said, I know it is hard to watch when situations like the Lake case happens. The appeal will go forward. However, some of the testimony from Enemy was extremely helpful. DNC expert testified that long lines and election day chaos have little to no impact on voter turnout, and there is no evidence that voter suppression under the circumstances seen in Maricopa County occurred. The expert directly contradicts every single voter suppression case the DNC has ever brought. Kerry Lake War Room put this out. The man whose sole responsibility in Arizona is to count Maricopa County votes not only lied under oath about starting an anti-Kerry Lake PAC, but was forced to acknowledge the complete breakdown in the chain of custody on Election Day. Is this justice? Now think about it. All these people lied. The people were caught in perjury. And now Kerry Lake has that information. And yes, she's going to be using this for the appeal. Misty G on True Social put this out, and this is an interview by Steve Bannon, and Kerry Lake was appearing on the show, and Kerry Lake says she's going to be appealing the lawsuit this week. She sent her response to the judge over sanctions because her team believes they had an absolute merit. This should move quickly because Katie Hobbs' inauguration is set for next week. So yes, we're probably going to see a judge take this up, and we'll start to hear certain things. Now, does it mean that, oh, this is going to be the winning ticket? Or is she going to have to appeal again? Is this going to have to go up to the Supreme Court in Arizona? Is this going to have to go up to the Supreme Court of the United States? We'll have to see how this plays out. Remember, in addition to all of this, there is something else happening. Remember, the Arizona Assistant Attorney General, remember, she opened up an investigation into allegations that election laws were violated during the 2022 Maricopa County election. And they were violated because during the case, on record, under oath, it shows they didn't follow chain of custody. Now, that information is documented. That information is there. And also, we have the lie that they do nothing about the 19-inch image on the 20-inch paper, and they lied about that. So we have that, too. So this is very interesting. And remember, everything that we're witnessing right now revolves around the election. Everything that they have done so far revolves around the elections. They needed to keep Trump out. They need to keep Kerry Lake out. They need to stop everyone. And actually, Don Jr., he explains that, yes, our election system installs people. Patriots Are in Control put this out, and it says, Don Jr. says that the number one focus needs to be the elections. You could run someone just shy of Jesus Christ himself right now against the dumbest and most radical liberal and not win. It has to be our number one focus, and there's nothing even close as far as I'm concerned. He's absolutely right. And really, think about this. These people, for a very long time, they have been installed. Why do you think these people have been in government 50, 60 years with their districts looking like, you know, it's a third world country? And these people are getting wealthier and wealthier and wealthier. You think the people are voting for them? You think the people are saying, yes, thank God we're in tents and we're on the streets. Thank God there's no jobs in your district. We're going to vote you in again. No, their people are installed. And now the people are starting to realize and see that, yes, the elections, the system that they created, they are rigged. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social, and this is a poll. And this is a poll from INI Tip Poll, and it says U.S. voters overwhelmingly want their old election system back. You mean elections on Election Day? Not election week? Not all these ballots coming in as everything shut down without computer systems working? Where you can't feed in the ballot. We need to go back to paper ballots. We need to go back to Election Day. We need to go back to photo ID. And by the way, this poll says more than 8 in 10 support photo ID requirements. And the people, they're getting pissed off at the election system the way it's run today. And the people now are pushing back. And I do believe the people are going to say enough is enough. The pandemic is gone. And think about, we talked about the pandemic. We talked about Title 42. As they say, the pandemic is gone. There is absolutely no reason for drop boxes. There is no reason for mail-in ballots. There's no reason for anything. Actually, all of this was completely unconstitutional. The legislatures did not pass these laws. And now everything is going to start to be reversed. And we'll have to see how this plays out in Arizona because it's going to be very, very interesting. And I don't believe Kerry Lake is going to stop fighting. She's going to continue on until the very, very end, just like Trump did with every single case that he had. And Kerry Lake is going to do the same exact thing because she's a lion. She's going to keep charging, keep going after these people. Now, let's go back to some posts. And these are posts that are coming up on a 3-year delta. And this is post 3756. This is December 27, 2019. And down below, it says something big is coming. And I do believe, yes, we're starting to see big information being dropped by Twitter. And I do believe we're going to see Durham and a lot of information come out from Durham, probably starting in the new year. So is big information about to drop? I do believe so. Post 3770, this is December 29, 2019. And it says D-party election interference, D-party corruption. Are we seeing the election fraud being now brought out into the public realm? Are we seeing the D-party corruption being brought out into the public realm? We're starting to see it all. Post 3758, this is December 27, 2019. Down below, it says they are fighting for their lives. Good people in place. The deep state, they are fighting for their lives right now because all this information is dropping. And it's being exposed, and the people are learning every single day. Once the people are awake, once the people see their system, once the people see what they've been doing, and the people realize that they are the problem, they're done for. Game is over because they can't put the people back to sleep. They can't convince the people otherwise. Yes, the fake news can ignore all of these Twitter drops, but eventually, when the actual emails come out, when the actual DMs come out, when the communication between government officials comes out, and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And then we have the investigations from the House. Then we add on to that, we have Durham, who's going to produce his information on the investigations. This entire house of cards that they built is going to come down around them. It looks like, to me, Trump is bringing down their entire system piece by piece. And eventually what's going to happen, the whole thing is going to crumble on top of each other. And the people are going to see the truth. And this is how we take back the country. Because without understanding what the system is, without understanding that, yes, there's election fraud. Yes, they rigged the elections. Yes, they lied to you about the pandemic. Yes, they lied to you about the vaccine. Yes, they lied going all the way back in time. Without knowing this, how are people going to make a logical decision to actually think logically and take back the country? How are they going to keep the country? They can't. This is why everyone needs to see it all. This is why this information needs to come out. And this is exactly what we're experiencing right now. We're going through it because who's in control? The Patriots are in control. The deep state, they thought they had all the leverage. They thought, oh, wow, we got it made. Trump set them all up. And like I said, from the very, very beginning, this is the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. He's already trapped them with Title 42 and the pandemic. He's already trapped them with his taxes. This is a sting operation. And yes, it's all coming down around them. The Patriots are in full control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, at any moment, somewhere around the world, the next shoe is going to drop and all hell's going to break loose. Are you ready? What if there are sudden food shortages that last for weeks or months? Do you have enough food on hand to feed your family when grocery store shelves are completely empty? If not, you need to prepare with preparewithx22.com. You'll find a special offer from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. They're slashing $100 off their four-week emergency food kit, which is the minimum each member of your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for 4 weeks per person. These four-week food kits are in stock and ready to go. You're not only going to save $100, but your order ships fast and free and arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results.